Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very glad that Michael Stollard is back on the show. Michael is a former chief marketing officer for Morgan Stanley and Charles Schwab. His company is called E Pluribus Partners. They specialize in customer and employee engagement. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good morning to you and your listeners.
It's good to have you back on the show, Michael. You know, Michael, one of the things that that we have never really talked about very much on the show, and believe it or not, after almost 14 years and thousands of interviews, is something you've been working on lately, which is the connection between the private life of employees and the time that they spend with you. Now, that's typically, I think most people kind of feel that connecting those two or delving into those two or even asking questions or trying to find out or nosing around or even almost being concerned about the private life of our employees is almost kind of been off limits, hasn't it?
Well, it has. Yeah, we've definitely had a separation between work and private lives, and to some degree, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
However, we're human beings and not machines, and we can't really effectively separate. What happens in our private lives does spill over to affect our performance in the workplace. So it is relevant for leaders to understand these things, and if you're interested in getting the best performance out of your employees individually and collectively, then you need to understand what may be happening. And I think when you hear some of the statistics I'm going to share, it's stunning what an increase in how relevant this is today.
But, Michael, that's a path fraught with peril, it seems to me, if you don't know what you're doing. I mean, it seems because, you know, I mean, I've known employers who were just downright nosy. You know what I mean? They weren't trying to find out about their employees for the right reasons. And I've always felt that, you know, you let employees tell you what they want to know, and you ask questions just to be interesting, to let them know you're interested, but you don't really delve into what's going on. How do we deal with that?
Well, I agree to an extent. I think for example, you know, counseling them on workplace issues, that's a good thing, and that helps in terms of, let me just share a couple of facts real quick, because I think it'll help provide the context, Jim. If you look at the research in America, this is really stunning. You go back to 1940, about 7% of the households in the U.S. were single-person households.
Right.
Now, in the last census data we have, 2000, 25% of the households are single-person
households. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. In 1940... 70% of households were single-family households?
Seven.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed that. Seven. Okay, that makes more sense. 7%. Now say it again.
And then in the 2000 census, 25% of households were single-person households.
Right.
And in some of the urban areas, it's up close to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And the effect of that is, well, just another statistic to share, is that, in other words, today we have more people living alone than at any time in recorded history.
Hmm.
And in the 1990s, for the first time, American self-definition shifted to become more closely tied to work than to family and community.
Wow.
And that's just, historically, that's an enormous shift.
Mm-hmm.
And the impact of that is people are coming to the workplace with higher expectations about just a sense of community, that they don't, you know, they're less involved in houses of worship, they're less involved in community organizations.
Civic organizations, yeah.
Less involved.
The younger generations. The younger generation especially is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, even baby boomers. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the impact of that is when you look at the research and really observe people in the workplace, what you'll see, when people are lonely in life, we know from research that they become more aggressive toward people that they feel exclude them. You know, mm-hmm. there's a higher need for connection.
Mm-hmm.
So if they feel people are excluding them, yeah, rightly or wrongly, so they will become more aggressive mm-hmm. with the people around them. They're also
very
more
interesting.
Likely to be
hold on. Michael, hold yeah. on to that thought, folks. Employee expectations, employee anticipation, what you're supposed to provide them, what they, you know, the whole relationship. We're going to talk some more about this with Michael Stollard after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.